If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense
with Ayanda Nyati.
So easy to irritate Khawutsa, guys. I love it. So, we're making it make sense today.
Yes.
So here's the question. Are health supplements as necessary for our health as they are marketed to be? Guys, I've been going to the gym consistently for a good ever since I was a young boy. And obviously, years later, 20 years ago, supplements were introduced. Mostly they were used by bodybuilders, etc., etc. I've bought a few in my life and I never finish them. I'll probably use them for 2 days because I think they're a waste of time, because they'll tell you, help you to strengthen your muscles, pre-workout, what workout, and they're bloody expensive. So for me, personally, they're just a waste of time. I believe in just eat healthy, eat veggies. Unless, of course, you're practicing maybe for the Olympics. Because I also see people during a workout drinking these supplements.
Yeah.
During a workout. I don't know what they do. They do for you personally. Because I've seen some people drinking them for 20 years. Nothing has happened to their bodies.
Sure. Wow. It's the fact that Glenn said he started working out before there were supplements.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, as a young boy. Because I played soccer as a 10-year-old, 14-year-old. There were no supplements.
20-year-old.
There were no supplements. Sure. And obviously, personal trainers will tell you, oh, no, here's a nice supplement. You can have it in the evening or you can have it in the morning. I think the only part that I would say they play is when you don't have an appetite, but you feel that you need to drink something. It's like a smoothie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or if you're looking for some kind of energy boost just before your workout. I mean, there's a whole host of...
I'm not sure if they give you energy. Ichim.
There's a whole host of marketed reasons why they put it out there. And it's all kinds of vitamins, right? Vitamin B, C, D, magnesium is a big one. There's omega-3s. There's stuff to do with your collagen. So as always, we're going to bring in people who, you know, look at these things from a different lens, mostly scientific one. And today, it's great to welcome Lloyd Marlow, who's a corporate wellness consultant and endurance sports coach, joining us this afternoon. Lloyd, good afternoon. Welcome to Drive 959.
Good afternoon, team. Good to be here.
Hey, hello.
Hola.
Great to be speaking to you, man. So let's start with just the simple questions. Are these health supplements actually necessary for our overall health? And do they deliver on what's being promised in the adverts?
I think what's important to start off with, we need to just add some context to this whole thing about supplements, right? So, what is a supplement? Maybe we need to define that. So, supplementing, it really means to add or enhance something that is incomplete and insufficient, right? And in the context of health, it basically refers to, you know, providing additional nutrients or substances to support the body when diet alone does not meet nutritional the nutritional needs of the body, right? So now we've defined what a supplement is. What is a health supplement then? A health supplement is basically it's a product that's designed to provide nutrients, you know, your vitamins, your minerals. It could be amino acids or enzymes that may be, again, missing or insufficient in a person's regular diet, right? So to answer your question, and in short, health supplements are intended to support overall health, but they are not necessarily a substitute, right? A lot of those, the properties that you get in supplements, you can get in a natural balanced diet.
Okay, so Lloyd, coming in here, I want to know, when we age, do we not start lacking in certain vitamins or whatever, therefore the supplement would then aid where we lack? I know collagen is a big one. I think the older you become, the more your production of collagen lowers. When you hit menopause, things don't work as well. So don't supplements help or aid in that respect?
Well, there are certain instances where supplements can be helpful and they can be necessary. For instance, if you have a person with specific deficiencies, for instance, if they have an iron or deficiency, or they have anemia, then normally, you know, a medical professional, us as health professionals, would recommend that that specific group take supplements. It could be, you know, for people, it could be, it's necessary during pregnancy when you need additional nutrients, like, you know, your folic acid, and so forth. And then, and more interestingly, in my field, we use it a lot for athletes, because obviously their bodies have higher demands, which, you know, a normal person may not necessarily be able to be disciplined enough to get that from a normal balanced diet. However, for most people with a balanced diet, supplements are not necessary. Young or old, nutrients are the best absorbed from whole food.
Sure. Wow. I think that's quite a bombshell, because that was going to be my next question. I mean, most people want to maximize how much they get from gifts. And I was going to ask you, what's the best way to do that? But I suppose the answer is just eat well.
Yeah.
Food.
Well, yeah. Basically, the first thing is really to eat a balanced diet, right? You need to pair your food wisely and try and get an understanding of which types of foods give which types of nutrients. For instance, combining your vitamin C, you get that in citrus, you know, or iron-rich food to enhance the absorption. And the other thing that we forget, you get, there's also the sun, you know, is a natural source of supplementation. Yeah. It's a natural source of energy. You get vitamin D from it, right? You know, when it comes back to diet, it's just, we recommend that people just stay away from processed food and try and stay hydrated and stay active, guys. Go to the gym, you know, wake up, take a run. You can get all of that, you know, through the just following a natural and balanced diet and a healthy lifestyle.
So I know that when you're in tip-top shape, we trained with you before, and I'm sure your body fat is more like 5% or 7%, right? I'm quite sure 7%, 10%. So, do you take what do you take? Do you take supplements? What do you do to stay in top condition?
It depends. I race triathlon and I race Ironman. During normal training season, when the training demands are not that high, it's normally a balanced diet.
Yeah.
It's normally, you know, when I start to feel a bit of fatigue, because, you know, it's not only about the training and you're living your life. There's also family demands and there's work demands that can take a toll.
Yeah.
I do take, you know, I would go to the pharmacy and take some tablets and capsules. I would take your vitamin.
Mm.
And obviously, also on race day, you know, there are supplements that we take from the aid station. So, but I try and keep it balanced, and only when necessary.
So, what I've realized right now, when it talks about a balanced diet, sometimes balanced diet of us, it's what we see on Instagram, and then anything that is right. So, you need to go to your doctor and find out what do you need to eat, because not everything is healthy.
Yeah,
we know that. Yeah. Sometimes, I don't eat banana.
If you don't like a banana, then a banana is a good source of carbohydrates, right? Then you can get your carbohydrates from other sources. I mean, like mazambani.
Sweet potato.
I am a chief, not fried.
I'm a chief. All right, Lloyd Milo, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time and your insights. Always very informative indeed. Lloyd Milo is a corporate wellness consultant and an endurance sports coach for this week's Make It Make Sense.
You see, that's why again, Mina, I've always believed in a balanced diet. Yeah. These supplements, guys. Sometimes you even get these pills. Now, that's this thick, like a size of a peach.
Yeah.
You look at your throat, like, is this thing going to go through?
And omegas are that huge. But
yeah.
Having said that, if your health practitioner says supplement, because you're deficiency in 1, 2, 3. Supplement, don't take it from us. Supplement where you do it to. And maybe this is the opportunity to ask, what supplements do you take? And have you seen them working for you? There are people that eat CMOS. There's also now herbal supplements. You eat CMOS. We drink okra. We do all these things, you know, to lap up and...
Yeah, supplement.
Yeah, supplement.
Supplement, my words.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Lene, the supplement, I think at the beginning you will feel a little bit, you know, as your body is adjusting to them. But I'm one person that is suffering from constipation a lot, and I started taking probiotics. And I must tell you, I am able to go, or I'm going normally. Like, I'll go for days without going. But since I started taking the probiotics, I'm winning.
You keep
working.
I take supplements. I weigh 112 kg and I need to eat about over 200 grams of protein a day. Eating food, I can never reach that level. So supplements help out a lot. It's just that we are a lot misinformed. So people don't know what to take. So we need a lot of education when it comes to such things.
I mean, guys, I used to try these supplements, like your protein, whey protein, and mass gainer. Yeah, those things. Hey, be winking because like in Kalakon, El Pumebunzime, Nomsuzo, Konyano,
Shabo.
So, but what I noticed is that insurance supplements, so like Amachel, those ones work. And you see the results probably like instantly.
So, guys, are you aware it was El Fonil? Are you aware that we're in right there? In the center of greatness, in his previous life, Lomuntulo. Guys, if you don't listen to this, you've lost the plot. Eh?
In the three voice notes, I've never.
Yeah, she's constipated quite a lot. And I know a lot of people will say, eat more fiber.
Yeah.
Do this. It doesn't work for everyone.
Mm.
And yes, if our diet was balanced from the get-go, maybe we would not need supplements.
Yeah.
Because our diet is not balanced, then we need to get some of those things that you don't get in as part.
So I was actually having an interesting conversation with someone. They were talking about their relative who doesn't like salads.
Mm.
But Bang explained about it. You can see when this person is eating salad, it's a battle.
Yeah.
They chew for 20 minutes. Yeah. Like just one salad, 20 minutes. And I was actually explaining, like, as a people, as black people, where we come from, most of us, especially in the township, having a salad was more like a privilege. You know, because
once in a week.
Yeah, because we eat food that will sustain you for hours.
Yeah.
Like carbohydrates, maguinya, kota. There was no time for, it's a luxury to have a salad in the township.
Sunday.
That's why we are not used to them.
We eat for sustenance, and then that's why Sunday course was such a big thing.
100%.
Talking about seven or several colors.
Right?
Both. They're actually colors. Now you can use them interchangeably. Several colors or seven colors.
Yeah, so I mean, that's why I mean for white people are they cool with it, man.
Yeah.
A starter can be a salad, and you're like, yo,
ngilambeka
and mina kwa 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 kwa.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
When you place reliance on supplements, when you believe they work and expect that they work, they will work. That is called
the placebo effect.
Supplements do not work, guys.
I am with Lloyd and Glenn on this one. Everything that your body needs should be on your plate. And if you're not getting enough, then obviously supplement. And I've only ever had to add a protein shake to my supplementation, and over the recent years have added collagen, and both of those are helping because I can't take that much protein off. I can't process that much protein off my plate. Mm-hmm. And the protein shake also comes with creatine, which helps me with muscle recovery in the gym. The collagen has been absolutely amazing because it has helped with joint support. I've got a very weak running knee on my right, and I can now do back. I can go back to doing 10K 2Ks instead of having to go back to a 5K run because I've added collagen to my regime. I root for these things.
Yeah, she roots for collagen. There you go. And it's not only about running. You can also use it for Ivosh or for your knees.
How collagen.
For lesion. I guess it's for the knees.
Collagen.
Yes. How sharp of wash it can help you.
That's why
to go down and come up.
A person would go buy that expensive supplement for wash.
Of course. People party komuto, eh? When yes.
What do you say, my man?
I gotta get for the knees pain.
For wash.
Well, she did mention that it helps her. Her running has improved, yes. Because she's got a weak knee.
Another thing, let's say you no coagulin and unekina at all. Can you get the supplements?
There are supplements for weak bones, for if there's
weak
like
bones, this one.
What?
Let's
collagen.
Yeah.
Guys, collagen is not for weak knees, as far as I know. Collagen is not for weak knees, but you can. And I'm a coco need, because obviously they've reached a certain place in their lives.
Eric,
where
you've
their
reached.
Body,
Eric,
their,
you've reached.
Where their body cannot produce certain things like collagen as they would, or absorb it from the food as they would.
So we can go down.
So you can supplement.
Make it make sense
with Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.